Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You're known for your advanced conversational AI platform, right? I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how you help companies like Vector Solutions. What's the scoop? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach at scale. It's often about balancing automation with that human touch. How does Dasha AI tackle those challenges uniquely? Tell me more about balancing automation with that human touch in your lead generation process. Ah, great question. Balancing automation with a human touch means using AI to handle repetitive, time-consuming tasks like initial outreach and qualification, but doing it in a way that feels natural and conversational, almost like talking to a real person. Dasha AI's platform uses advanced voice AI that can understand context, respond dynamically, and keep the conversation engaging. This way, you save time without losing the personal connection that builds trust. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Oh, I love that forward-thinking question. 12 months from now, if Dasha AI exceeded expectations, I'd imagine your lead generation is running like a well-oiled machine. Automated calls that feel genuinely human, higher conversion rates, and your sales team focusing on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Revenue streams would be healthier, and you'd have clear insights from AI-driven analytics to keep improving. Plus, less manual work means happier teams. Sounds like a win-win, right? What do you mean by automated calls that feel genuinely human, and why is that important to you? A great point to dig into. By automated calls that feel genuinely human, I mean conversations where the AI doesn't just read a script robotically, but actually understands what the person says, responds naturally, and adapts the flow based on the interaction, like a real human would. This is important because people are more likely to engage and trust a conversation that feels authentic, not robotic. It boosts connection, reduces hangups, and ultimately drives better results. Does that kind of natural interaction sound like what you're aiming for? Tell me more about aiming for that kind of natural interaction in your outreach. Absolutely. Aiming for natural interaction means creating conversations that flow smoothly, with the AI picking up on cues, emotions, and context, so it can respond appropriately rather than just following a rigid script. It's about making the person on the other end feel heard and understood, which builds trust and keeps them engaged longer. With Dasha AI, you get that dynamic, human-like dialogue that can handle objections, answer questions, and even inject a bit of personality. It's like having a skilled salesperson on every call 24/7. How do you currently handle that balance in your outreach? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Right now, many businesses face challenges like limited time for personalized outreach, inconsistent lead follow-up, and difficulty scaling conversations without losing quality. There's also the constant pressure to improve conversion rates while managing costs. Does that resonate with what you're seeing? How is your team handling these constraints currently? What are all the ways limited time, inconsistent follow-up, and scaling issues are affecting the business right now? Those challenges can really ripple through a business. Limited time means your sales team might miss out on reaching enough prospects or following up promptly, which can lead to lost opportunities. Inconsistent follow-up can frustrate potential customers and damage your brand's reputation. Scaling issues often result in uneven customer experiences and burnout for your team. Altogether, these factors can slow revenue growth and make forecasting tougher. Does that sound like what you're experiencing? Can you go a bit deeper on how those factors are slowing revenue growth and making forecasting tougher? Absolutely. When your team can't reach enough prospects or follow up consistently, potential deals slip through the cracks, meaning fewer closed sales and slower revenue growth. Plus, if outreach quality varies, it's harder to predict which leads will convert, making forecasting less reliable. Without steady, scalable processes, revenue becomes more unpredictable, which complicates planning and resource allocation. Does that match your experience? How are you currently managing these uncertainties?